Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Layoff notices have gone out from the State Department informing nearly 1,100 civil service workers, along with 240 foreign service officers, that they're fired. It follows a Supreme Court ruling allowing the Trump administration to move ahead with the president's executive order for mass federal layoffs and restructuring of federal agencies. ABC's Chris Boccia has more.
The Secretary of State said yesterday that it's bloat, and a senior State Department official said there are simply too many people, and that we need to align the State Department with some of the priorities of this administration, and that there are some folks at the department, in their view, who are not doing work that is necessarily aligned with diplomatic priorities.
President Trump and the First Lady have arrived in Texas. They will survey some of the damage after last week's catastrophic floods in Hill Country, killing at least 21. Crews continuing to search for the more than 160 missing. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Months after the completion of the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Judge Chris Taylor has announced record fundraising for next year's election. This week, Judge Taylor's campaign announced it has raised nearly $584,000 with nearly 4,800 contributions from all 72 Wisconsin counties during the first fundraising period of the campaign. That mark is significantly higher than the roughly $460,000 raised by Justice-elect Susan Crawford's campaign through this point last year. The universities of Wisconsin will raise their undergraduate tuition for state residents following the approval of the plan by the Board of Regents on Thursday. The new plan released on Tuesday covers a 4% increase in tuition across the entire system and allows schools to add another 1% to their tuition rates. Officials say the tuition hikes are expected to generate nearly $50 million in additional revenue. Campuses in northwest Wisconsin will see tuition range from $9,200 in Superior to over $10,000 in Eau Claire. The Duluth Seaway Port Authority has announced that the CHS Superior Terminal will cease operations in September. According to CHS officials, 23 employees at the shipping terminal will be laid off when it officially closes on September 8th. The shipping terminal stores and ships about 20 million bushels of grain each year. In a statement, Duluth Seaway Port Authority officials said they were disappointed in the company's decision to cease operations and would be working with the City of Superior to find another solution for continued use of the terminal. Ashland County officials say over 300 community members participated in their annual Clean Sweeps Hazardous Materials Collection event. According to a press release, volunteers at the event managed to assist the over 300 community members dispose of thousands of pounds of hazardous materials like old oil, antifreeze, and batteries in less than 4 hours. They also said the turnout for the event was about twice as high compared to last year, thanks to a new opportunity to dispose of items like appliances and other electronics. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just 2 games behind the first place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that 3-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now with Freddy Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well. Like, that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a 3-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around 0.5 inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow and the mid 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese with the Canine Convoy based in Oconto. We're talking Dog Bus. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
When we're not sure if we're good, if we're loyal, if we nurture, if we love, well, at least we have dogs. It is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. It is Anything Goes Friday, your chance to fill the room with your intelligence. Let us go to Alfredo from Mountain View, California. Go ahead, Alfredo.
Hey, Jefferson, how are you? Yeah, so I wanted to remind your listeners that animal agriculture is the most destructive form of raising food. And going vegan or adopting a plant-based diet is the most beneficial way to your health, the planet, and animals. Chronic diseases like heart disease, for example, is 99% preventable with a plant-based diet. Many forms of cancers are also associated with eating animals and animal-derived foods like dairy and eggs. And the cruel way in which animals are raised as well is just horrible. And so people need to get reminded that when they eat animals, they're contributing to climate change, the devastation on the environment, and animal cruelty. And so I wanted to throw out that out there. And that listener that you have before saying that or denying that or saying that climate change was a hoax.
Yeah.
He should at least consider that 100% of the scientists worldwide agree that climate change is caused, a big part is caused by humans. And so anyway, I just wanted to throw that out.
No, I appreciate that, Alfredo. And yeah, the challenge is those scientists don't own Fox News, and they don't have great purchase with Drudge Report or InfoWars or the vast number of Confederate myrmidons that dominate much of the modern conversation. They don't own big technology, and they don't run the social media platforms or their algorithms. And I will say, we look back at history, and I loved, we had a caller who called in with some wonderful quotes, and we look back at history and think about practices that we now consider barbaric, and I tend to rightly consider barbaric. And I don't mean just slavery, but certainly that. And we think of things like, how possibly could they do blank? Why were they using leeches? And I sometimes think about what will be the practices that are norms, not principles, but norms in the current world. That we will, 100 years from now, pick a different timeline if you choose, look back and say, well, that was barbaric. That was ridiculous. What were they doing? It will feel out of time. I'm guessing eating a bunch of meat is going to be one of the main things. I think it's going to be one of the main things. And I say this, I am a hypocrite, and I am grateful to vegans and vegetarians because I think they're probably doing the right thing. And I'm also grateful for their kindness. If I were a vegan, I don't think I'd shut up about it. But occasionally I know my meat-eating friends get a little, you know, I don't know, like, the vegans, the vegetarians, whatever. But imagine for a moment that you were making a disciplined and intentional choice around your diet so that you didn't harm animals, so you didn't harm the climate, you were also doing better things for your health, and you were making this decision every day of your life, and you didn't talk about it all the time. I mean, if the current Christian church all decided to be vegans and vegetarians, we wouldn't hear anything other than that. We'd have people on the street corners yelling about the evils of eating meat. So anyway, I appreciate those who try to be careful with their diet. I'll throw one other thing, that there was multivalence there, a study of studies, what are those? I'm forgetting what those are called, and that looked at lifespan. Looked like high correlation between eating lots of seeds, and long lifespan. All right, CJ from Shreveport, you are on the air.
Hey, I was going to reference this in reference to a caller you had way back on your first day of this batch a week ago,
yeah.
Monday.
Okay,
it was like the caller from several minutes ago who was a conservative,
oh, yeah.
And Christian.
Sure.
And I love the way you handle callers like that. Others would like try to humiliate them and put up a YouTube clip video later. We own this guy. Or this guy is like totally shredded, you know, MAGA type, totally shredded and stuff like that for clicks and stuff.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing. I mean,
thanks, man.
Those are entertaining, but in the immortal words of John Stewart, they're not helping.
They're not helping. And that doesn't mean that we can't have a little fun with it. It doesn't mean there isn't genuine disagreement.
Yeah.
There doesn't mean there's not stuff at stake. But at least I think this. I don't think the fight is the point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think for too much of media, the fight is the point because it gets clicks. For too much of politics, the fight is the point because it builds power. To me, the fight isn't the point. The fighting is the thing that has to happen sometimes so that we can win and accomplish important things, but the point is to solve problems. And the point isn't just to solve problems for a few of us. The point is to solve as many problems for as many of us as we possibly can, because that's the point of democracy. So I take the compliment. I appreciate the compliment. And what's behind it, I don't have any great skill at it or anything, but I will say that it comes from, I hope, an honest place, because I don't think that guy's the villain. We disagree, right? But the point is not to fight with him. The point is to figure out what the hell we're going to do to make the world a little bit better rather than a lot worse.
All right. Well, yeah, that was one thing I wanted to get say. If you have time, I would like to talk a little bit about something I came up with when I was a much younger man. It's a different view of the abortion debate. It is neither pro-choice nor pro-life, not the traditional versions of either. It works out to be kind of in between, but that's not the intent. The intent was a logical, science-based, legal-based philosophy that doesn't depend on Roe versus Wade.
How many seconds would it take? Can you do it quick?
Well, long story short, basically, once personhood exists, and we have to determine when that is, and I
yep.
think it should be when the brain turns on, which is about 1.5 months before typical birth, you know,
yep.
7.5 months yep. gestation. Once we can detect that from outside the womb.
Yep.
Once that happens, a person exists, and that person has rights equal to but not greater than those of the mother.
Well, that's a pretty good framework.
Yeah.
No, that's a good framework. No, and in fact, if you can ping it to me, I'd like to have it again. I'm on one way to do it. I'm Jefferson Smith of Blue Sky. You can also ping that. You can also ping the show. But what I heard you say is personhood exists when the brain turns on, and then that person has rights.
Yeah, because personhood
equal to,
is
but not
when the brain turns off.
Yep. Yep.
Legally.
Yep.
So when when your heart stops, if you
yeah.
get a cardiac arrest, you're not legally dead.
Yep.
From that, if you get a heart transplant or an artificial heart, you're not legally dead.
Yeah.
So these heartbeat bills that are being passed in the states, those are wrong from that point of view.
Well, that's interesting. So I would want to hear on leaders of the topic, because it's an area where I try to maintain support, but also some degree of moral humility. But at first blush, I really like it. CJ, thanks very much. Let me go quickly to Greg before we go to break. Greg, you got about 40 seconds.
Not very much time, Jefferson.
Well, we'll get started and see how it goes.
A bumper sticker I heard from Anthony Scaramucci.
Okay.
On a podcast he was given. It was related to, the debate was Trump and Kamala when he said, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats.
Yes.
And Anthony's bumper sticker was, they're eating the checks, they're eating the balances.
They're eating the checks. That's
they're
pretty good.
They're eating the checks. They're eating. At any rate, it relates to another quick bumper sticker from the Nixon years.
Go.
Too many dicks, not enough Richards.
To the FCC, thank you for your service to the country. And we have appreciated being on air, and we hope that you will continue to allow us that right. 202-808-9925. We'll be right back. Thank you, Greg.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Anything Goes Friday, 202-808-9925. You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman Program is Crew, C-R-E-W, Crew.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Avery. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body, and you know you're getting sick. Your choices? Tough it out? Get sick? Take time off work? Hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit. Just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly how to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. The meds are in the kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. This is a good idea, by the way. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. I have to get one of those. They put these on a piece of paper and I read them. But this one, it's a really, I mean, thank you to everybody who supports this program. I'm not knocking any of the others. But that's a good idea. I don't even need my Mando voice for that. All right. Clay from Vicksburg, Mississippi. Clay, Battle of Vicksburg.
Yes. Yep, that's, we have the military park here. It's a big, big tourist attraction.
Yeah.
But you should come visit.
I absolutely should come visit. A friend of mine has been asking me to do a tour of Confederate and Civil War sites, and I'm very interested in doing it. The only reason I haven't yet is because of time and priority, but I actually agree, Clay.
So I wanted to follow up on what a previous caller mentioned about personhood, and I have an example that proves this nonsense about a heartbeat, you know, making a person kind of thinking is just totally wrong, and that is that imagine that there was a brain dead person that had a body that was functioning, and we had the ability to take somebody else that had a good brain, but they had, you know, catastrophic damage to their body, and do a brain transplant into the person that had become brain dead.
Yeah.
Put the brain in that body.
Yeah.
Now, who is the person
in the
brain dead person's body now?
Hmm.
It's the person with the working brain.
Yeah.
That is the person, because a brain, a working brain is required for a person to exist.
I'll offer another, Clay, sort of similar. Imagine we have a previously unnamed, unformed, unpersoned clone. It might or might not have a face. But it has two arms and a leg and two legs, and it has an empty chest cavity and an empty brain, an empty skull. And we insert in it the heart of one person and the brain of another person. Who would we think that person would be more like? What would we then call that person? What person would we then create? Of course, it'd be the person with the brain, not the person with the heart transplant. Because heck, it could have been a baboon's heart.
That's right. No,
it's interesting, Clay. And I do think part of I'm guessing that if there were a critique of this line of thinking, I kind of adopt the Dave Chappelle view to some degree. that I kind of don't want to follow dude's leadership on women on women's rights and matters of a woman's right to choose. It's kind of one that while I think that if I speak on it is to be supportive of leadership, not to try to claim my own leadership on the topic, but the but I do think that, and if I can imagine a critique, it might be like, once you start parsing exactly when, you might be going into the wrong frame. The right frame is women decide. The right frame is women decide.
Exactly.
But that said, I like the way you're thinking about it.
Well, I don't know why that hasn't been used in court, because you know, all this heartbeat stuff and personhood stuff at the moment of conception, it just makes absolutely no sense from a realistic point of view.
Yeah.
Because there is no person until there's a functioning brain. So.
Yeah. No, it's a good argument, Clay. Thank you so much. Let's go to Paul from Woodinville, Washington. Paul, you're on.
Thanks, Jefferson. Actually, it has been used in court. And guess by whom? By the Catholic Church.
Oh, interesting.
In a case in 2013 in Canyon City, Colorado, where a woman went into St. Thomas Aquinas Hospital pregnant with 7 months pregnant with twins. She had a heart attack, and the twins died. And the father of the twins argued that the hospital should have tried to save the twins when they realized that the woman was not going to make it. And the hospital, the lawyers for the hospital argued that no, because they're not people, and they're right. The first thing is if fetuses are people, number one, we should be counting them in every census year. Every woman gets to count herself for two. Well, that will help Democrats, because by far there are more pregnancies in the Democratic urban areas. But the other thing that the guy said earlier drives me nuts. There is no biblical definition of marriage. I defy anybody to find me the verses that define marriage in the Bible, and I guarantee you can't find them. But there is a rabbinic prescription for how to cause an abortion in Numbers chapter 5, beginning in verse 16, if a woman has been unfaithful to her husband. Now, I grant you that it probably won't do it. It's not like it's not approved by the F. It's no mifepristone. It's just tabernacle dust off the floor. But the intention is to cause an abortion. And I just really, I can't stand it when people, the right wingers, they can only have the conversation if they can define all the terms. And that's what the guy wanted to do, is define their. And then he says an abortion would be killing a child, but we don't get to talk about what's the definition of a child. And as the previous caller said, they always default to, well, it has a heartbeat. Well, wait, a child breathes, right?
Yeah.
So they don't get to define that. They ever do.
Paul, thank you so much. We got the smartest set of listeners in talk radio. Paul, thank you so much for being a leading example of that. And seriously, it's not just pandering. I appreciate what you had to say. I was going to say, look at the big brain on Paul, but that you went on, and I didn't want to, you know, interrupt.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Look at the big brain on the Hartman listeners. 202-808-9925. Speed round, and then the big, big finish. My last half hour.
With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Pete Schwaba. Friday's show is a replay, but I'll be back live Monday with the group On Stage for Cancer performing in studio, and Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A recent United Way study found 1 in 3 Wisconsin families are struggling to afford basic expenses. According to the study, about 24% of Wisconsin households are identified as ALICE families by the organization, meaning asset limited, income constrained, and employed. The designation covers families with enough income to remain above the federal poverty line but are unable to afford basic needs like housing, childcare, and transportation. The study also found the number of ALICE families in the state has grown by about 12% since 2010. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents about a helpful tool for fishing enthusiasts across the state. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder is an online resource that can help anglers find good fishing spots with an interactive map of the state's lakes, streams, and rivers. When residents use the map to select a body of water, it will provide them with information on what fish can be found there and what regulations are in effect. It also contains helpful information on preventing the spread of invasive species and the locations of boat launches. The Spooner City Council considered treatment options for the invasive emerald ash borer at their meeting on Tuesday. The invasive insect has now spread across the state, reaching the last few uninfected counties in the northwest Wisconsin region last year. City officials say there are about 130 ash trees in public areas, but they have not been infested with the invasive insect yet. The city council plans to gather more information about potential options and side effects before informing residents as to what treatment plan they will put in place. The American Red Cross is highlighting a number of blood donation events in the northwest Wisconsin region over the next few weeks. Organization officials say keeping up with donation needs is particularly difficult during the summer months. They say hospitals across the country are specifically in need of more blood platelets and type O blood during this time of year, but donations of all kinds are needed as well. Blood drive events are currently scheduled in Cumberland, Barron, Chetek, Cameron, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire throughout the rest of July. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow, and the mid 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Todd Alba.
Next time, Todd continues live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, highlighting some great public educators and talking with filmmaker B.J. Hollers about his new documentary on the amazing game Coob. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Support.
help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Let's get to many of you good people as we can, as many of you good people as we can. Lori from Florida, you are on.
Hi, Jefferson. Thanks again for doing everything that you do. When Tom goes away, we appreciate you. I am an American citizen. I was born in Canada. I came here when I was 4 years old, and I love this country. I adopted it. I became a citizen when I was in 1986 when I went back to Canada to visit because my grandma was sick, and they said, hey, this is the second time this month that you come back. You can't go back to the States unless you prove that you want to be a citizen. I hightailed it back to my home, became a citizen, and became an even, I won't say better American, but a more, even better advocate for the country that I loved. Our country has, well, we paid for what we wanted is what it did. It collectively decided what we want. We decided to keep church and state out of each other's pockets, decided to keep machine guns illegal. We determined that money had limited space in politics. We paid for this. Districts were determined by voters, not politicians. Tariffs were determined by Congress, rarely, and with national discussion. Health care is a human right. Just a little sidetrack, I have had three ectopic pregnancies. So I go in and they say, oh, the baby can't live, let's kill them both. I mean, really? Then I would never have gone on to have a fourth child. Well, it was actually a fifth child, but anyway, health care is a human right. We all contribute to everyone's Social Security. That's our money. And due process for all. No one is above the law. These are the things that we trust and we have paid for. And vigilantes wearing masks and stealing people off of the street scares the hell out of us. And who the hell is doing it? And why are we letting them? This is our money. They are taking our money and they are using it to scare us and to make enemies out of our former friends.
Thank you, Lori. And I love the point that I love your point of having this work rooted in love for country. There's, I think, no better route for pro-democracy activism, for pro-social activism, than doing it for love of country and love for your fellow Americans, your fellow humans, your fellow residents of this country and this planet. Thank you, Lori. Martha from Detroit, Michigan, you are on.
Okay, I wanted to say a couple things. And one, ask for the heartbeat. There is no heartbeat. All it is a little bit of electrical activity that you can get with the ultrasound, and that just proves that there is a potential for life there. The heart, I don't know the exact weeks or months later. So that's just a bogus thing.
Yeah.
Just like conception.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to say is these crisis pregnancy centers, that states are giving money to these crisis pregnancy centers, and they're parading like they're a medical clinic, and they're taking advantage of young, uninformed women who are in a crisis. They go there, and then they convince them not to have an abortion.
Yeah.
And they just had a case in Massachusetts where the young woman sued because she had an ectopic pregnancy, and they kept calling her and saying, how are you doing? And that's one of their things is to no abortion, even if it's going to kill the woman.
Yeah.
Even an ectopic pregnancy.
No, thank you, Martha.
And so they settled out of court in Massachusetts.
And then they,
so, I mean, we got to stop those.
Yeah, and they go to these crisis pregnancy centers and then and use the proselytize and debate and switch, and then they go out in another legislative room and cut funding for Medicaid and cut funding for public education and limit the Department of Education to make sure there are educational standards for that child that might not have been born otherwise. And it's and when they say they're pro-life, they have another think coming. Thank you, Martha. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff from Portland, Oregon. It's your turn.
Hey, thanks, Jefferson. Happy Friday. Thanks again for so ably taking the reins while Tom's away. And speaking of Tom, I wanted to say he posted a really thought-provoking Hartman report today titled The Kool-Aid Presidency, How Donald Trump Created America's Jonestown. And, you know, I'd urge everyone to check it out. Besides drawing parallels to between Jim Jones and Donald Trump, Tom also is comparing us to where we are with MAGA, to where Italy was with Mussolini in the 20s and Germany in the 30s with Hitler. So, and to that point, Jeff, Lawrence, I happened to catch Lawrence O'Donnell last night. He opened a show declaring that we are at the papers please stage of a police state and what I would call a fascist regime. And he recommended, he did a PSA recommending everyone apply for a passport card to carry around with them and prove their U.S. citizenship, lest they be abducted and by ICE and spirited away at a CECOT without due process. And he was quoting from the New York Times piece yesterday on the DOJ whistleblower, Eric Ruvini, who basically said if they can do what they did to Kilmer Abrego Garcia, what they did to him, they can do to anybody. Spirit him and 240 other people away to CECOT forever without due process. So, you know, it's time for us to hit the streets again. Next Thursday, July 17th, it's Good Trouble Day in honor of John Lewis. And, you know, people should check out, go to Indivisible or 5051 or the BLOP, B-L-O-P. Big list of protests, and you know, now is not the time to be silent or complacent. What do you think?
Oh man, just spit it, Jeff. Spit the wisdom. Thank you so much. Keep it up. Love the call. Love the call. And there's a place I've been a little bit of a coward. I have not let my heart, let my soul, let my brain, since we're talking about personhood and brains, grapple sufficiently with the human impact. And I think it might be because of my own entrenched racism. and I don't mean that, like to be clear, I grew up in one of the most diverse high school, the most diverse high school probably in my state, one of them, and was president of my school, and I would define myself as an anti-racist, but I also understand that all of us are potentially afflicted with tribalism. And I realize I haven't. Imagine for a moment, because I was you were talking about carrying out a passport card, and the first thought I had was, I don't need to do that. And then I said, wait a minute, why was I thinking that? It's like, oh, because I'm like 6'3", 6'4", white, male, and blonde-haired. And that's why I was thinking about that. I wasn't thinking about that intentionally. It was just like, if I'm trying to be brutally honest, the first thing I thought was, oh, I don't need to do that. Like, well, wait, how come? I was like, oh, because I don't present like an immigrant unless that immigrant were from Northern Europe. And that's the problem, isn't it? That's the problem, isn't it? Imagine for a moment. You had darker skin and darker hair. And you were working at a food truck, trying to support your family. And a guy in a mask came and arrested you. Didn't read you rights. Didn't see if you had a lawyer. Just put you in an unmarked van and drove you away. What would that be like? I haven't had sufficient empathy. I don't know if I have sufficient empathy even right now, but I haven't had sufficient empathy until you brought it up. That would be horrific. Think about that for a moment if it were you, for someone you loved. We have people calling from New York and Bainbridge Island and Iowa, and we have listeners from all stripes and around the world. And a lot of us are whiteys. And a lot of you have better empathy than I do. But have you actually thought about what that would be like? It's horrific. Let's take your calls. It's your turn. Let's go quick so we can get through to people. Joy, North Fork Valley, you're on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. Hello. Did you watch the movie last night? You know what I'm calling about. Okay. So I wasn't going to call again, but I wasn't listening. And then I turned it on for a moment, and I heard you talking, saying something about being vegan. And so I had to chime in because I've been vegan for close to 38 and a half years now. and I have a good story about it. So I will do my darndest to get it quickly. So yep. It was October of 86, and I got a deep fryer, and who doesn't love fried chicken? So I invited a friend, and he brought a friend, and I'll tell you about that friend in a bit. And I bought a big tub of the legs, and because that's what I love, I started rinsing them. The first one had a broken leg. The second one had a broken leg. The third one, they all had. I was on the floor crying. What happened? Why? I've been cooking chicken for a very long time. What was different here? And I realized that this was the aha moment. These were not barnyard animals having a good life, pecking around in the dirt, eating bugs, and having their heads quickly and compassionately chopped off at the end of a good life.
Yeah.
Something was radically wrong. It was October 86. Hardly anybody knew about factory farming yet. I certainly didn't, but the chickens did. And they got through to me that night. And they got through to me that night with the help of the mutual friend that my friend Nick brought was a plant friend, the cannabis plant that I talked to you about a little bit yesterday.
So this you just started eating weed. No more chicken, just eating weed.
Yeah, really. So anyway, so we got through that, but I didn't need more. I knew I couldn't eat that anymore. So yeah. I called a friend.
And has it impacted? Has it improved your overall health and mindset?
Oh my gosh! Well, there's more to there. Yes.
Awesome.
Profoundly.
Thank you, Joy. I'm going to try to get to 8 calls in not very many minutes. Thank you so much for being one of them. And one of these days, Joy, one of these days, we'll see the movie.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'm not promising to see that movie. I'm just saying I'm not killing the topic yet. We probably need to figure out some kind of trade. We'll be back with Maria after this.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've probably heard the rumor that you can't regrow cartilage. What if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient, non-cookie formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk, no December cooler cookies. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. You don't need as many cookies as I eat for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day of Native Path Collagen delivers 18 grams of protein, more than cookies. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Available only at GetNativePath.com/Tom. That's Get Your Good Collagen at GetNativePath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, eat fewer cookies, start your transformation today. All right, we're running up to the big, big finish. Gordon from Naperville, you're up. Only got a few callers left, the whole show.
Okay. All right, 2 quick things. One, you just had an epiphany a few minutes ago about how horrible it must be to be chased down by ICE, et cetera.
Yeah.
That, sir, is the definition of white privilege.
Yep, exactly.
Right, being white, you don't have to be afraid of that.
Yep.
But I actually called with an answer to your father's question about how do you convince people that criticizing Netanyahu is not anti-Semitic?
Sure.
Ask them if they've ever criticized Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And if they have, explain that that makes them either anti-American,
or
anti-white, or anti-Christian.
Yep. No, that's a great one.
And if they disagree, it's the same logic.
No, that's a great thing. I'll give you another one. I like yours rhetorically better. It's easier. But here's another one. I think one of the biggest and most important things to happen, and I've talked to some of my really political active Jewish friends about this, that key priority for them is trying to build civil society within Israel. That one of the big challenges that's happened over the last 5, 10, 20 years in Israel is that Middle East conflict, including Netanyahu's efforts, have moved the politics and society to the sort of more military conservative part of the spectrum. I don't really like the word spectrum. I was looking for another one. But the and how can there be support of pro-Israel, pro-Jewish, pro-social relations, pro-virtue relationships within Israel and build Israeli civil society. That's the other move that I've got, because I do think it's really important. I do think that Israel is one of our most important allies. I do think that one of the most important evils in history has been anti-Semitism. And how do we not get caught in this box? How do we not get caught in this box? I like the way you're working to fight out of the box. And I want the box just to be very different, because we have an Israel that fights for its very best values. That's what I want. But Gordon, thank you so much for your wisdom.
It goes directly to what your previous caller just said about getting the message to the MAGA people.
Yeah.
The thing that the Republicans have is bumper sticker messaging.
There you go.
And you cut it down to bumper sticker length so they can understand it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Cindy, you got just a short time. Go ahead.
That's okay. Thank you so much for having me on. I just want to encourage everybody to get a hold of their legislators and everything. They have frozen adult education money again. And, I mean, it really is for all of the school programs. But really, I mean, if the adults can't read and write, what are they going to do with their kids? If they can't do math, what are they going to do with their kids? I mean, these Republicans are just pissing me off.
Yep. No, I'm with you. Thank you so much. I want to go straight to Beachside Bill from Orlando. Go ahead, Beachside Bill.
Afternoon, Jefferson. Hope everybody's well. I'll be quick. To the woman who has O negative blood and the vegan, I failed at veganism, but I was successful at donating blood. This Sunday, I'll be at 157.5 gallons. So I encourage everybody to get out there, because they just saw a blip earlier. They need blood. You know, summertime's the blood flow. Everybody's out and about. You know, so I encourage everybody, and I just wonder if Bob Kennedy will be reversing the gay, there used to be the gay ban, if he's going to reverse it. But I just hope he never does. But that's always on my mind, because I encourage everybody to donate blood, whoever can.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it. Well, what I want to do is say thank you. And I've got George in my lap. He thanks you also to all of you for being so kind, to sharing your wisdom. I get smarter every time I do this. I hope that you do also. Hey, George, stay in my lap for a second. If you want, it's up to you. Do you want to get down? Okay, go ahead. Thanks to Katie and the cookies. Less so the cookies. Thanks to my pop and news of my dad. Thank you to people resisting and keeping up the energy around the big, horrific bill. Thank you also to patriots. People who recognize that we do this work, and the people who do this work because you love this country and love your fellow Americans, that you know the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice, and we have a responsibility to bend it. That the firmest moral position for a patriot is to understand America as a redemption story. The people who recognize that sometimes we have to fight. That time includes right now. But fighting is not the point. The point is a better country. The point is people living better lives. So build power for people. Get comfortable with the idea of building power. Build a movement that can grow, that's welcoming, that gets stronger, that each time you do it, it gets a little bit stronger than before you started fighting. Let's get 12 million pro-democracy activists in this country. People like you, the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. For all the people who make this show happen, the producers and the team that put it on, thank you so much for putting up with me. Thanks all of you for putting up with me. Tom will be back on Monday. Love y'all. I miss you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it.
And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, President Trump and the First Lady are getting a firsthand look at the devastation following catastrophic flooding 1 week ago. 121 confirmed dead, more than 160 missing. Residents questioning the lack of warning alert systems along the Guadalupe River, known for decades as Flood Alley. ABC's Selena Wang says FEMA maps also did not show the severity of risk in some areas compared to insurance maps.
The areas that were hardest hit were places with known catastrophic flood risk. So at Camp Mystic, there were several cabins and places that Kerr County had labeled as highly hazardous. FEMA also underestimated the worst case scenario. What actually happened was far worse.
Canada now facing an August 1st deadline to resolve trade issues with the U.S. or face a 35% tariff on imports. The president accusing Canada of retaliating with tariffs on U.S. goods and not handling the fentanyl crisis at the border. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is ABC News.